provided here in this show are no substitute for speaking with an attorney. Please consult with an attorney to receive advice based on a full understanding of your specific situation. And good morning. The answers given on this show do not constitute legal advice and do not create an attorney-client relationship, except between Sherry and myself, which we have. All right. Well, we're opening the phone lines right now for attorney Sherry DeWitt. And this is a DeWitt Law Review, 855-297-9696. Let me give it to you slower. 855-297-9696. You do not have to use your real name if you have a legal question. You can text us at 212-322-21232. If you are new to the show, let me tell you about attorney Sherry DeWitt. She is our News 96.5 legal analyst, a Cornell graduate, editor of the very prestigious Cornell Law Review, holds her PhD from the State University of New York, is the author of numerous articles and a book. Sherry has argued cases in front of the Florida Supreme Court, the Florida District Court of Appeals, and has even formulated arguments that were presented to the United States Supreme Court. So, without further ado, what is on the docket today?
Well, last week we talked very technically about four cases involving the acceleration notices that banks need to send out before they can foreclose.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the cases in detail, but we didn't take a step back and say what this means for people out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to take that opportunity to do that. I also wanted to talk about the relationship between foreclosures and being upside down in your home and getting divorced.
Ooh.
Because that's a big situation that people face. Husband and wives want to separate. One wants to be removed from the note and the mortgage. The other wants to keep the home. How that all works when you're facing foreclosure or you're upside down. And then if we have time, there was a new federal lawsuit that was just filed. I believe it was on Friday, this past Friday. Mm. Mary Meeks, who's a local attorney, filed it in federal court in Tallahassee, challenging whether or not it's unconstitutional to prevent a same-sex couple from having, who are married in another state and living here in Florida. They were married in New York and living here in Florida, but they refused to put the other partner's name on the birth certificate of a baby that they had together. And so that's a new lawsuit that's been filed that raises another issue regarding same-sex couples' relationships and marriages.
I did not know when I heard that story on the national news that that originated from Florida.
Yes, it was filed in Tallahassee, actually by a local attorney here. So it's got very, very much local roots.
Very good. Again, if you have questions, 855-297-9696, 855-297-9696. I can imagine that you see an awful lot of couples that probably as part of the outgrowth of their marital discord is the fact that they were in financial trouble. And they often blame each other, and that gets into problems. And then, you know, and if the house is upside down, that causes even more problems.
Well, economics is one of the major reasons why people get divorced, either because they are suffering economically or because they have different views of spending and what priorities as to what things should be spent on, or different views of spending versus savings. You may have a husband that really likes to save money and a wife who says, okay, saving's fine, but I also need to enjoy my life here and now. And that gives rise to conflict. So, yes, financial issues are one of the major reasons why people get divorced. And when you have a situation where you're having trouble making payments on your home, which is where you live, which is what provides the stability for the family relationship, that also oftentimes threatens the family relationship.
Okay.
So if you are in a situation where you're having trouble making your payments and you actually receive an acceleration notice, and what is an acceleration notice? An acceleration notice is a notice from the bank that basically tells you you're behind, and if you don't pay X amount on or before, and it gives you 30 days usually to pay, although we went through the cases last week where sometimes it's not quite 30 days and what happens then. But usually you're given 30 days to pay. And you're told that if you don't pay, they can accelerate and foreclose without further notice. And then you can oftentimes just get served with a lawsuit shortly thereafter for foreclosure. So all the cases that we went over last week, what do they mean for people who receive this acceleration notice? Well, one of the main things we talked about, remember I kept saying, well, put this aside and let's come back to that. And oftentimes in our programming, we don't get enough time to go back to what we put aside and explain how it all ties in together. But one of the themes that grew out of these cases that we discussed last week was that there's a possibility now that in order to challenge the substance of the acceleration notice and whether or not it's sufficient to allow a bank to accelerate, there's a question as to whether or not the courts are going to require property owners to show some kind of harm or some kind of prejudice because the bank didn't follow the rules in the acceleration notice. Well, what does that mean? That means, for example, let's suppose they gave you 28 days notice instead of 30 days notice, and you were in the process of borrowing those funds from your parents, from a friend, from a bank, whatever. And if you had had that additional 2 days, you would have been able to get the funds and pay it off. That's what you would need to show, that you were somehow prejudiced in some way. So anybody who gets an acceleration notice, and there's any possibility that they might be able to reinstate it, and they do want to, if they do want to stay in their home, they might begin the process immediately to try to get those funds. That's number one. So that if it ever does get that far, they'll be able to show some kind of harm or some kind of prejudice. Number two is read that acceleration notice very carefully and look at the amount that they're saying you owe. Because banks, I'm going to laugh here, banks oftentimes do make mistakes. And if you're not on top of it, then you're not going to be able to notice those mistakes or point it out. So if, for example, they have you missing a payment that you actually made and you have proof that you made the payment, what you need to do is you need to write a response letter to the acceleration notice. You need to include a check for the amount that you actually believe that you owe and show proof of the payment that you believe they have mistakenly said you didn't pay and say, I am paying this amount because this is the true reinstatement amount and here's why. That way, if they try to sue under that acceleration notice once again, if you can show that their dollar amount was wrong, you tendered payment, you can show harm and you can challenge the foreclosure based on the acceleration notice. Now, I'm not saying that courts will or that all courts do require the borrower or the homeowner to show prejudice or harm, but some of the language in these cases that we went over seemed to indicate that that could be where we're going. So in an abundance of caution, anybody who gets an acceleration notice really should come see us before the 30 days is up, as soon as they get the notice, so we can talk about what kind of options there might be to position them in a situation where they could show harm if they needed to.
Is there a reinstatement automatically in every acceleration, or is that another part that they should be looking for?
Well, yes, and that was one of the issues in one of the cases, the Samaru case. That was the 2014 case out of the Fifth District Court of Appeal, where the acceleration notice did not inform the borrower of the right to reinstate after foreclosure. So actually, a borrower has the right to reinstate any time after acceleration and any time after foreclosure up until the time that the certificate of title is issued to whoever it is that purchases it at the sale. So borrowers oftentimes don't know this, and that's one of the reasons why it's required in the acceleration notice to let them know, okay, just because you missed the 30 days doesn't mean that you can't reinstate. You still have the right to reinstate after acceleration and after we file the foreclosure lawsuit.
All right, very good. Do you have any questions about this? Because this brings up an awful lot of things that you could be using on your behalf. 855-297-9696, 855-297-9696, 212-32. Every time we have this discussion, Sherry, I try to bring up that a lot of people just think banks never make mistakes. The bank says they're going to do this. They're high and mighty. They're giant. I'm just going to roll over.
Banks make a lot of mistakes, and I'm going to talk a little bit about a case that is in our office right now that's one of those horror cases where the bank has made mistake upon mistake upon mistake. But I wanted to come back to something that I said a minute ago, and that is, you know, up until what point in time do you have the right to reinstate? Well, you definitely have the right to reinstate up through the time that a judgment is entered, up to the time that a judgment, a foreclosure judgment, is entered against you. How long after that you have the right to reinstate depends on a lot of other circumstances. It depends on the language in the judgment. It depends whether or not you're going to file bankruptcy after the judgment and before the sale. It depends on a lot of other circumstances. But to be on the safe side, what you need to do is defend against the foreclosure action. Try to use that time to either modify the loan or borrow the reinstatement money and reinstate it.
Can we take a minute and a half or 2 minutes to talk about modifications? There was a story this week that may have been misconstrued, and it was a national story. And several commentators came on the air and said there was a company that got in trouble for taking money to help people get modifications. And the statement that the newscasters consistently made that day, I almost called you, I almost jumped through the radio. They said, no one should receive monies for helping a person get a modification. They didn't say up front. They said, no one. And I thought, wait a minute. We've got attorneys that are doing this every day, Mr. Newscaster.
Right. Well, that statement's just plain wrong.
Yeah.
There was a law passed, maybe about a year and a half or 2 years ago now, that regulated non-lawyers, prefacing it, regulated non-lawyers as far as what and how they can charge for helping people with loan modifications. But it doesn't apply to lawyers. Lawyers are governed by their own set of regulations and the Florida Bar. And so, yes, there is help out there for people who want to do loan modifications. Our office does quite a few of them. The days of getting large principal reductions in loan modifications are rapidly coming to an end, if they haven't ended already. However, interest rates are down, and payments can be reduced significantly oftentimes by doing a loan modification and reducing the interest rate. Oftentimes we can negotiate reducing or eliminating any of the attorney's fees that have accumulated or ongoing late fees or interest. Or we can negotiate, or let me put it this way. We're not doing a lot of the negotiations. The questions are what programs are out there. Mm-hmm. So the question is whether or not we can qualify the people we work for any of these programs that their lenders or servicers may have.
And you and I have done many shows on modifications and the services you do provide. And those are archived on your website, DeWittLaw.com, DeWittLaw.com. And by the way, when I was mentioning that, that was not aired on this station or any of the Cox stations in Orlando. It was a different network and 4 different TV news shows that I saw that day.
Well, I didn't hear that, but I'm glad you did so that we can clarify it so people do not have wrong information.
Amen. Don't give up, folks. Call Sherry DeWitt. And I'll give you the phone number. It's 1-800-DEWITT-LAW. That is 1-800-339-4885. 1-800-339-4885. DeWittLaw.com. DeWittLaw.com. You can even email Sherry at Sherry, Sherri, at DeWittLaw.com, and you will find DeWitt Law Firm on Facebook and Twitter. And as I mentioned, all of our radio shows are archived by topic on the site. We'll be back after 3 big things you need to know.
Now, the 3 big things you need to know.
3. GOP presidential poll leader Donald Trump does not think much about the proposed U.S. deal with Iran.
The people that negotiated that deal, namely Kerry and his friends, are incompetent.
And what he would do with Planned Parenthood, we'll tell you in the news at 10:30. Updating breaking news this hour, the wreckage of an Indonesian plane reportedly found in a mountainous area. 54 people were aboard. How big can a spider's web grow? Look at the one we found in Texas at news965.com. Updating News 96.5, interactive weather radar, just a few light showers around Merritt Island in Brevard County. Other than that, we've got lots of sunshine. It's 83 in Orlando.
Heavy rain, lots of lightning.
60 to 70 mile per hour wind.
Weather is what we do. Weather. Accurate, dependable, on air, online, and on your phone. Stay connected to Orlando's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5.
Listen up, Central Florida. Orlando Kia needs your trade and needs it today.
So right now, bring any trade to Orlando Kia and get up to $7,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value. So you can drive home your new Kia today, like a new 2015 Kia Soul for only $159 per month.
This is not a lease. You own it for $159 per month, backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty.
And if you have a job bringing home $350 per week, we want to approve your credit today. Get up to $7,000 over Kelley Blue Book fair market value for any trade.
We want to see you in a Kia.
At Orlando Kia on East and West Colonial and on 1792 in Longwood. Call 800-KIA-CARS or visit OrlandoKias.com.
Qualified applicants with full retail purchase plus tax tag and $899 dealer fee. Zero down 48 months at 1.9% APR plus one final Kia exchange balloon payment of $72,1890. 12,000 miles per year. Offers don't combine. Model number B1511 expires August 31st.
Mucus, bruises, and skin knees, strep throat flu, a sting from a bee, cough, sneezes, belly aches, x-rays, labs, whatever it takes. Nurses, doctors, knowledge abounds when you've caught what's going around. A sprain, a break, a muscle tear, whatever the ailment, count on Centricare.
We've got this. Florida Hospital Centricare is here for your family 7 days a week. Visit Centricare.org to find the location nearest you.
Bake a casserole for a neighbor.
Run a 5K.
Drive your grandmother to and from treatment.
Read a book to a friend who is fighting.
Get a mammogram.
Just be there for someone you care about.
Babysit.
Pet sit.
Write a note to an old friend.
Send flowers.
Make a recovery playlist.
Grow a mustache.
There are many ways to fight cancer. Each and every one is powerful. So at Fifth Third Bank, we were curious. Could opening a checking account help fight cancer and save lives? We'll give $150 to Stand Up To Cancer and $150 to you when you open an essential checking account with qualifying activities at Fifth Third Bank, the Curious Bank. Visit 53.com/howIfight for details on qualifying activity requirements, which must be met within 90 days of account opening. New consumer checking account must be opened with a $50 minimum deposit between 7/27 and 10/17/15. Member FDIC. Stand Up To Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation, a 501c3 charitable organization.
The Victory Motorcycles Red Tag Sales Event. Payments as low as $149 a month. Customer cash up to $2,000. And the year's best incentives on every new Victory. See your local dealer for the best prices on the best bikes on the road.
Visit Kissimmee Motorsports, 2881 North John Young Parkway, Kissimmee, or call 407-847-6686.
Victory Motorcycles. Ride one, and you'll own one. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Here's a special announcement from Cash Call Mortgage, the discount mortgage lender. The global economy's in flux. The Greek debt crisis, golden oil prices have dropped, and China's stock market is unsteady. And it's all contributing to lower U.S. interest rates. That's why now is the time to refi your refi with Cash Call Mortgage. If you've refinanced in the last 2 years, the do-over refi may lower your interest rate even more. And as the discount mortgage lender, Cash Call Mortgage provides the same mortgage as the bank, but at a lower rate. Like today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR. And we do it with no closing costs, no points, no fees, no deposits. Cash Call Mortgage's money is the same as the bank's, but ours costs you less. So call us and compare. Now more than ever, the do-over refi is a no-brainer. Cash Call Mortgage, the discount mortgage lender. Call 877-860-CASH. That's 877-860-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 128231. Rates may change without notice. Not licensed in every state. No-cost loans are not available in the state of Washington. Call 866-900-8744 for terms, restrictions, and licensing information.
This hour
was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of News 96.5.
Heavy rain, lots of lightning.
60 to 70 mile per hour wind.
Weather is what we do. Weather. Accurate, dependable, on air, online, and on your phone. Stay connected to Orlando's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 96.5.
Attorney Sherry DeWitt, and we're talking foreclosures and defense, and we're talking about four different cases that we talked about last week that all kind of revolved around the same topics, but they didn't all come to the same conclusions. But there is room for discussion. If you want to call Sherry during the week, you need some assistance, it's 1-800-DEWITT-LAW, 1-800-339-4885, and it's DeWittLaw.com.
Okay, so we're talking about defending foreclosure actions. And one of the bases that defense lawyers have used are paragraph 22 acceleration defense, which is being whittled down, like we talked about. And one of the other issues that banks oftentimes may have that lawyers don't look into as carefully as they might sometimes is they may have title issues. So we all know about standing. We've talked about that a lot for a while. But let's suppose, for example, that one of the individuals that's being that owns title and to the property didn't sign on the mortgage. So mm-hmm. You don't have all of the title holders as signatories to the mortgage. Well, that would create a problem, a title insurance problem, a title problem for the lender. So the lender can go through the entire foreclosure process, but they wouldn't really be able to obtain clear title at the end of the process because one of the owners of the property did not sign on the mortgage. Now, it is important for a defense lawyer to look at the status of that and to raise it as part of the defense, especially if that lawyer is representing the person who's being sued who did not sign on the mortgage. So, and that also would be a defense to the person who did sign on the mortgage, because they can say that not all what we call indispensable parties, which are parties that must be part of the lawsuit in order to grant the relief, have been named and were signed on the mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So, and therefore it renders the mortgage invalid. Even though they're made a party to the lawsuit, that doesn't remedy the fact that they didn't sign the mortgage at the time. So there are avenues that a lender can take to remedy that situation, but it usually takes a little bit more time. And the issues as to whether or not the person who didn't sign on the mortgage would have signed in the mortgage at the time, whether it was just an error, or it can be the mortgage can be that error can be amended or changed through reformation, what we call reforming the mortgage to correct mm-hmm. an error. But those raise significant issues of fact that can delay the foreclosure proceedings and can determine whether or not the lender ultimately gets good title if they do foreclose.
All right. Again, let me give you the numbers. If you want to call in the station, you do not have to use your real name. You can call in with legal questions at 855-297-9696, 855-297-9696. You can text us at 21232. Get out your smartphone, go to messaging, and up there where it says contact, recipient, address, what have you, depends on your carrier, just go 21232. That's 21232. News, traffic, and weather with Dave Wall coming up next.
News 96.5, Orlando's news. 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. The whole of the three big things you need to know. Every 15 minutes. On air, online, and now on every device. With the News 96.5 app. Orlando's news starts now.
It's 10:30 at News 96.5. Our top story, GOP presidential poll leader Donald Trump does not think much of the proposed U.S. deal with Iran.
The people that negotiated that deal, namely Kerry and his friends,
are incompetent.
He tells NBC's Meet the Press he would never let Iran have billions of dollars frozen over the past decades, and he has a warning.
They are going to be such a wealthy, such a powerful nation. They are going to have nuclear weapons. They are going to take over parts of the world that you wouldn't believe, and I think it's going to lead to nuclear holocaust.
Trump also saying he would consider shutting down the federal government over funding for Planned Parenthood.
Orlando's severe weather station is News 96.5.
Rain and storms will fire up again later, especially this afternoon and evening. From WFTV Severe Weather Center 9, I'm meteorologist Brian Shields.
I'm Dave Wall, looking at News 96.5 Interactive Weather Radar, where we got a few very, very light showers in Brevard County, one around Mims, others just west of the Cape, and we're looking at some showers forming over I-95 around Daytona Beach. Other than that, we've got partial sunshine now, and it's 83 in Orlando. Disney World getting a major expansion of the Star Wars attraction.
The new land's designed to be a trading port, likely like this famous one. Even allowing visitors to pilot the legendary Millennium Falcon.
It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs.
And interact with some classic characters.
This is madness.
There'll also be freshened up versions of current Star Wars attractions. And the transformation of Space Mountain into, well, what else? Hyperspace Mountain.
And they make the jump to light speed.
Chris Connolly reporting that expansion of the Toy Story venue is also underway. You can see artist renderings at news965.com.
Orlando's 24-hour news is 96.5 FM. News 96.5.
Firefighters fighting blazes in excessive heat warnings in California.
In drought-stricken California, there are simply too many fires and not enough resources. Crews fighting the cabin fire in Glendora are only getting two of the nine tankers they felt that they needed to battle back flames in the rugged terrain. Firefighters saying they're spread thin throughout Northern California, especially. Kana Whitworth, Simi Valley, California.
It's 10:33 at News 96.5.
At AAA, we believe that sometimes less is more, like a score in golf or the number of mosquitoes at a barbecue, and especially car accidents. Well, zero accidents would be ideal, but let's say down the road you're in one. You want to be sure you have the best coverage available. Normally, you have to make call after call to compare rates. Not with auto insurance through AAA. You get competitive rates of different providers with just one call, which is, you know, less. But not only that, our customers also pay an average of $514 less. And that means you can afford to do a lot more. One call, less money out of your wallet. It's just another way you can expect something more with auto insurance through AAA. Call 1-877-288-4546, go to AAA.com, or visit your local office to get a quote today. Insurance underwritten by Auto Club Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Auto Club South Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Company of Florida, or non-affiliated insurance companies. New customers saved an average of $514 a year. Savings based on 2014 survey results provided by new customers reporting dollar differences between past carriers and insurance through AAA.
At Duke Energy, it's our job to provide electricity for all the things in your life. But we know we're powering more than just alarm clocks and coffee makers. We're powering your morning routine. That's why we invest in new innovative technology that keeps our systems smarter, cleaner, and just as ready for the day ahead as you are.
See you, babe. Have a good day.
Duke Energy. We're power for your life. Paid for by Duke Energy shareholders.
Listen Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. to learn how to lose 30 to 40 pounds of fat in 40 days. Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick St. Germain, host of News 96.5's BurnFatOrlando.com. Don't start another diet, take another pill, or even consider surgery until you tune into my show and learn the secrets of how to lose 30 to 40 pounds without hunger, cravings, prepackaged foods, drugs, pills, or shots. Tune into News 96.5 Saturdays at 7 a.m. and Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m. And remember,
we want to see less of you.
We named this station exactly what it is. News 96.5.
Rain and storms will fire up again later, especially this afternoon and evening, about a 70% chance with highs near 90. Tonight we'll be running in the mid-70s, gradually clearing out, and then still a 60% chance of showers and storms developing for our Monday. From WFTV Severe Weather Center 9, I'm meteorologist Brian Shields.
Now, News 96.5, Triple Team Traffic.
Driven by Bill's Car Wash and Detailing Centers.
couple of crashes off the highways to watch out for, and traffic now starting to build and slow down along I-4 eastbound through the attractions. Sunday morning, parks are open. Expect delays through there. A couple of crashes off the highways to watch out for. Apopka-Vineland at World Center Drive, and still one more crash, Highway 1792 between Weatherby and the Central Florida Parkway. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, get triple team traffic every 6 minutes on your ride to work on Orlando's Morning News starting at 5 a.m. I'm Chad Warner on News 96.5.
Now, the three big things you need to know.
Three.
An icon of the 1960s civil rights movement has died. The Southern Poverty Law Center says Julian Bond died last night at Fort Walton Beach after a brief illness. He was 75.
Two.
Report from Miami Beach of a boost in European visitors this summer because of the turmoil in Greece and the Middle East.
One.
Seen a published report that AT&T back in 2003 was a major player helping the National Security Agency collect information, while Verizon and others were still gearing up under a separate program. Check it out, News 96.5, interactive weather radar. Just a few light scattered showers in Brevard County and one west of Daytona Beach. Otherwise, we've got partial sunshine. It's 83 in Orlando.
This is Scott Inez, your host for Orlando's News at Noon.
And I'm Tony Marino, host of Orlando's Evening News. We're all news in the morning, at noon, and on the drive home beginning at 6.
Make it a point to start your day back here tomorrow morning with me, Joe Kelly, on Orlando's only all-news morning show with weather and traffic every 6 minutes on Orlando's Morning News.
Stay connected on air, online, and everywhere you go with the News 96.5 app.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on News 96.5.
Hey, welcome back. This is the DeWitt Law Review. Do want to remind you that Attorney Sherry DeWitt is our official attorney for our news division. So when there's something breaking in the news and you're looking for maybe a little bit extra on it, well, we'll often bring Sherry DeWitt into the newsroom and she will make her comments on it. Hey, Wayne, thank you for calling 855-297-9696, 855-297-9696. And our legal analyst, Sherry DeWitt, will answer your question right now. Wayne, what's going on?
Very confusing. I don't know how to start it, but I'll just start it like this. In 2003, I bought a property with my wife at the time in Melbourne, Florida. It was through Wachovia Bank. We bought it. My name was on the mortgage, but not on the deed. And we ended up getting a divorce. In the meantime, the divorce started in 2007. In the meantime, she got the full equity out of the house. And I thought my name was on the deed where that wasn't going to happen, but I guess it all happened. We got the divorce in 2007, and now we're both getting along, and she remodified it. But then I just got a letter for a foreclosure sent to me. So my question to you is, I have a lien against the house for like $100,000 of money that was owed through the divorce. Is there anything I can possibly do to try to help her save the house?
You mean you have a second mortgage on the house because she owed you $100,000? Is that what you're saying, Wayne?
What I did is I put a lien. She signed the paperwork. I went to the non-lawyer firm because when I went through my divorce, there was monies that were owed to me, and there was no way I was going to possibly get that, I guess. So what she agreed to do was to put a lien against the house for the money that was owed.
Okay, so you have a lien against the house because she owes you $100,000. Is that right?
You there?
Is that right? Can you hear me?
Wayne, are you there? Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, Wayne, are you there, sir? Can you hear us? Don't listen to the radio. You must listen to your phone.
She owes you $100,000.
Okay, Wayne, you've been listening to your phone. You have to listen to the phone, not the radio. Okay, we're gonna put you on hold, and we're gonna go on with our discussion and maybe pick you up in a few minutes.
Well, he raises a very interesting issue, and he says it's complicated, and I'm sure it is for him, but it's not an unusual situation. So my understanding of his situation is that through his divorce, his wife owed him $100,000, which she wasn't able to pay him, mm-hmm. So he got a lien on the property for that $100,000. Now that house is in foreclosure, which means his lien is subordinate to the bank's lien. And if the bank forecloses out on that property, he's going to lose his $100,000 lien. Now, I don't know how much the property is worth. And, you know, his avenues depend on how much the property is worth as far as what I would advise him to do.
He is back.
Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So how much is the property worth?
As of now, the market, it's probably worth, I'd say, you know, $300,000.
And how much is the loan? The Wachovia, well, now it's Wells Fargo, but how much is the Wells Fargo loan?
This is what I'm not 100% positive. The last I knew, she refinanced it through this HOP program, and they knocked it down to the value at the time, which they called $180,000, and then they gave like a loan at like 2 or 3%.
Okay, and so let's say for argument's sake, because you don't have an exact figure, but you ought to be able to find out, because you can actually search the public records and see what the face amount is of the mortgage. But let's just say for argument's sake that it's $200,000 and the fair market value of the property is $300,000, so that there's approximately $100,000 in equity in the property, and that $100,000 in equity is really what's securing your $100,000 loan. So you definitely want to try to find a way to prevent the bank from foreclosing on this property, because otherwise you're going to totally lose your lien and your ability to get paid off in the event that the home is ever sold. So my understanding is that the reason that you were sued and named is because you were on the mortgage. Now, if she refinanced the property, and I don't know when she refinanced the property exactly, whether it was before or after you filed for divorce, but if she refinanced the property and took your name off of the mortgage, then, and you're not on the deed, then I don't know why you would have been named as a defendant in the foreclosure action.
I don't understand why my name wouldn't be on the deed when we bought the property, but it would be on the mortgage.
Well, that's not unusual. Oftentimes, in a married couple might just put one name on the deed and not on the mortgage. But if you're married, both parties have to sign the mortgage because they don't necessarily have to sign the note. And I've gone through this a number of times, but it's worth repeating. A note is a written promise to pay the money back. And whoever signs the note is personally liable to the mortgage holder to pay that money back. Now, I don't know whether or not you sign the note and you're personally liable to pay the money, but I do know that if you were married, if the bank did it right, and this is what we talked about earlier, there may be a title issue, but if the bank did it right, then they would have required you to sign the mortgage. Because if you're married, both the husband and the wife must sign the mortgage because there's certain spousal rights that the party has to waive in order to make the mortgage valid. So if you're on the mortgage and it wasn't refinanced to take you off of the mortgage, then that explains why you were named as a defendant in the lawsuit. But if she refinanced, then, and you were on the mortgage originally, then either they would have had to have taken you off of the refinance of the mortgage, the new mortgage, or you would have had to have signed on that new mortgage. And I don't think you're, from what you're telling me, that you did. So it's something that needs to be looked into a little bit more as to how it exactly happened and when it happened. The other thing I would say for those out there listening is that if she refinanced while you were going through the divorce without your knowledge or permission, and if you were divorced in the Central Florida area, as you say, in about 2007, even back as far as 2007, I think most of the counties locally had what was called an administrative order, which meant that after somebody filed for divorce, everybody had to pretty much preserve the status quo. So nobody could refinance or take more money out of a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, or take money out of a joint account and hide it after the filing of a divorce. So and before the final judgment. So if it was done during that period of time, then she may have violated an administrative order, although there's not too much you can do about it now. But for those who are listening, going through a divorce, it's a no-no to do something like that without going to court and getting court permission first. And if you find out that your spouse has done it, then they can be held in contempt of court for violating the administrative order.
Okay, Wayne, if you need a follow-up, and you very well may, why don't you call Sherry tomorrow at the office, 800-DWIT-LAW. That's 1-800-339-4885. That's 1-800-339-4885. Dana, over in Ormond Beach, what is your question for Attorney Sherry DeWitt of the DeWitt Law Firm?
Hello?
Hello.
How can we help you, Dana?
I was discharged from Chapter 13 in May 2014, and my counsel, my attorney, was very ineffective, and I had to modify my loan, and he was not even, my interest rate is still the same. He was not very unhelpful. You can't ask him questions, and his paralegal was not really great, so I had really... Now, my mortgage is still at the same interest rate, and it's still too high. I have to remodify the loan again. And so he was not, when he agreed, he was like, he's not there. The company, they have the mortgage. They just call in the mediation over the phone. They say, oh, I was already approved. I had the 3-month paid, and we had no idea. And I asked him, how is that happen? How much the mortgage? How much the principal? We have no idea. Is there any time limit to file an effective legal assistant against him at the bar, or would I file that?
All right. So first of all, I think what you're talking about is ineffective assistance of counsel, which is basically a defense in a criminal proceeding. So you're not talking about a criminal proceeding, so you're not really talking about that situation here, Dana. If you are unhappy with the lawyer's performance, then you can talk to that lawyer about perhaps getting a refund or renegotiating what you paid that lawyer. If you believe that the Florida Bar also has a service where they help people and lawyers with fee disputes, if you have a dispute regarding the fee that he charged you. If you believe that the lawyer acted unethically, that he did something in violation of the ethics of the profession, the Florida Professional Rules of Responsibility, then you may want to file a complaint with the Florida Bar saying how you believe that this attorney violated an ethical rule. It doesn't sound to me from listening to you so far that I've heard any ethical rules that the attorney might have violated. It just appears as if you do not believe that he helped you in the manner in which you would have liked him to help you. Those basically are your remedies. If you believe that he committed malpractice, that he did something that was outside the standard of care or didn't use the standard of care in helping you, then that would be a lawsuit against him for malpractice. And you would have to show some kind of harm, that as a result of him committing negligence or being negligent, that you were harmed in some way. And in the case that you're talking about now, it would be that, you know, perhaps if he had done his job, you would have been able to get a loan modification in the terms that you wanted. And that can oftentimes be very difficult to prove.
Okay, Dana, thank you very much. If you'd like any follow-up, the number at the law firm is 800-339-4885. That's 1-800-339-4885. Anyone is welcome to email Sherry at Sherry with an I at DeWittLaw, DEWITTLaw.com. And, of course, DeWitt Law Firm is on Twitter, Facebook, and as I've mentioned a few times during the show, but it bears repeating, archives of each one of the shows we've done over 4 or 5 years is archived on that website. We'll be back after 3 big things you need to know.
Now, the 3 big things you need to know.
3.
UCF expected to hold a hearing later this week after a fraternity is suspended following a frat member's remarks about women.
2.
Iran's official news agency says some hardline protesters turned out today to oppose the nuclear deal with the West.
One.
The mayors of Honolulu and Niigata, Japan, two cities linked by World War II, joined hundreds of people last night, marking the 70th anniversary of the war's end by watching a spectacular 20-minute fireworks show. Looking at News 96.5 interactive weather radar, just a few scattered showers, very light, along the coast. We've got sunshine, and it's 83 in Orlando.
This is News 96.5's Jackie O'Brien. Every weekday morning and afternoon, I lead our triple team traffic.
From the ground and overhead in Air One, we've always got you covered.
The biggest traffic problems are reported here as they happen, and alternate routes to get you through the mess.
Thanks for taking our team with you to and from work. We're Orlando's News 96.5.
Hi, I'm Dr. Patrick St. Germain, D.C., creator of the original BurnFatOrlando.com. Don't just lose weight, Central Florida. Burn fat.
Your energy's increased. Your attitude's better. You walk a little lighter. I can't say that I've ever felt better, and I'm very grateful.
With five convenient locations throughout Central Florida, call me at 855-889-THIN. That's 855-889-THIN. Or at BurnFatOrlando.com. And remember,
we want to see less of you.
Rick Eden here with Eden Construction. I've been remodeling homes in Central Florida for over 30 years. I've won awards for additions, kitchen remodels, and outdoor entertainment areas. We continue to make people's lives Eden better. We also construct beautiful aluminum rooms, patio roofs, screen rooms, sunrooms, carports, the list goes on. We also won awards for aluminum sunroom. Did you know that an aluminum roof on your home saves energy? Did you know our screen rooms are designed to withstand 130 mile an hour wind? An aluminum sunroom can be 40 to 50% less than conventional construction. Call us to find out if an aluminum room is right for you. Whether it be your kitchen, additions, aluminum screen, or sunrooms, we are here to make your life even better. Call us at 407-671-9697 or edenconstruction.com. That's E-D-E-N construction.com.
CGC 060047.
I hear from people all the time that have sleep apnea issues, but they don't like their CPAP device. Look, I've been there. A lot of us have been there before where you get maybe diagnosed with sleep apnea, maybe you're just a really loud snorer and it just disrupts the social fabric of your home. Then you are looking for some way, somehow to stop the snoring and the apnea, which can be very unhealthy for you. And if you're looking for an alternative to strapping on that device every night, that big CPAP, then you need to call Dr. Leonard Kaplan at Kaplan Sleep Solutions. Dr. Kaplan can study your sleep from the comfort of your own home with a take-home sleep study. At Kaplan Sleep Solutions, they work with insurance companies, and payment plans can certainly be worked out. If you can't wear or don't want to wear CPAP, call Dr. Leonard Kaplan. 407-647-4077. That's 407-647-4077. Or go to KaplanSleepSolutions.com.
You asked for it, and now it's back. The Saving Thousand Show with Robert Palmer.
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding and host of Saving Thousands, where I'll take your questions and answer your calls live on the air. Tune in and get your questions answered on News 96.5.
Tune in to Saving Thousands every Saturday at 2 p.m. on News 96.5 and get up-to-date info on refinancing and new mortgage lending. Saving Thousands, Saturdays at 2 p.m. on News 96.5. BBB accredited since 2008.
Advance Auto Parts knows what makes a car guy a car guy. It's working through the unexpected surprises that spring up with every project. It's character, and it isn't rattled by a little thing like a dead battery. Especially when you can get a new one online at advanceautoparts.com and pick it up in store just 30 minutes later. We'll even install it for free so you can get back to fixing faster. Advance Auto Parts, for guys who love getting under the hood.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
WDBO-FM, Orlando's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic.
Streaming live on the TuneIn Radio app.
News 96.5.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
News 96.5.
We are back. Yes, indeed. During the breaks, we solve all the problems in the world right here.
We certainly try.
I guess that's why those aren't aired. All right, Sherry DeWitt is here. Let me give you her contact information before we run out of time. It is 800-339-4885, 1-800-339-4885, DeWittLaw.com. And it's Sherry with an I at DeWittLaw.com. So we're back to this foreclosure thing.
Right. And Wayne, if you're still listening to the show, I really do think you need to call the office, because especially since you told me you were named as a defendant and you have an interest to protect, you need representation to help you protect that interest. So give me a call tomorrow, 1-800-339-4885, which translates into 1-800-DeWitt-Law. Hope you're listening. Let me go back to some of the issues that actually Wayne raised. First of all, a lot of people don't realize that there is a difference between refinance and a modification. The difference is a modification is when you modify or change the terms of your current loan with your current lender or whoever was assigned the note and mortgage from your current lender. A refinance is when you go to a different lender and you totally refinance or get a new financing package from a different lender, which oftentimes is different than the loan package you currently have. The reason that is a distinction with a difference is because if you're behind in your loan up to a certain amount, there may be a situation where your current lender will be willing to modify your loan because they're already stuck with you. You know, they don't have a choice. They're going to have to deal with you somehow, either by foreclosing or modifying your loan. Whereas another lender, an outside lender, won't want to and won't need to. So you wouldn't be able to refinance. You might be able to modify, but you may not be able to refinance. So if you think that your mortgage payments are too high, maybe you have plans to retire or to downsize or to change jobs so you're not going to be making as much money, and you are current on your loan, especially if you have, you're lucky enough to have some equity in the property, then you're going to have more opportunities to shop around while you're still current to change your loan terms. So then you basically will have the opportunity to both modify, try to modify your loan with your current lender, and or refinance with an outside lender. So planning in these situations can be important. Mm-hmm. And talking with a lawyer, even if you are current on your loans, but you're having trouble making them or you anticipate additional expenses down the road, the sooner you address the situation, the more options you have available to you.
Are the banks getting better now than they were when we first started our discussions? Are they getting better at what you used to term as double tracking? The guy on one floor is helping with the modification, but the guy down the hall that doesn't even know that guy is starting the foreclosure?
Yes and no.
Oh, boy.
First of all, there's a new law that says that if you are in the process, if you've submitted for a modification and you've gotten everything, your application complete, but they haven't given you an answer yet, then they cannot sell your property.
Okay.
So, and they're supposed to follow this law.
Right.
But oftentimes, the lawyer, and we have a situation in the office this week where this exact thing happened. The lawyer does not know that there's a loan modification pending. And in this particular circumstance, the homeowner wasn't represented at the time. He came to us after the fact. He told the bank's lawyer, I have a pending modification. The lawyer said, I don't know anything about that. And they sold his home.
Oh, boy.
In violation of the law.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Again, call Sherry this week, won't you, at 1-800-DeWitt-Law, 1-800-339-4885. That's 1-800-339-4885, DeWittLaw.com.
96.5 Orlando's News 24 hours.
4-hour news, weather, and traffic.
The home of the three big things you need to know.
Every 15 minutes.
On air,
online,
and now
on every device.
With the News 96.5 app.
Orlando's news starts
now.
It's 11 o'clock at News 96.5. Our top story, a Carnival Cruise Line employee accused of molesting a teenage passenger.
Investigators say it was the teenage accuser's father who first alerted authorities, telling deputies 46-year-old Giovanni Salzo Batiste, a stateroom steward on Carnival's Valor, molested the boy while in the sauna area. The Brevard County Sheriff's Office says the suspect followed the teen to the showers, and that's where the reported sexual battery and molestation took place. Carnival says the incident was reported Saturday. I'm Charnel Wright. See the suspect's mugshot at news965.com.
Orlando's severe weather station is News 96.5.
Rain and storms will fire up again later, especially this afternoon and evening. From WFTV Severe Weather Center 9, I'm meteorologist Brian Shields.
And I'm Dave Wall, taking a look at News 96.5 Interactive Weather Radar. And we're seeing a few showers starting to fire up in East Orange County right now, or in the Chuliota area and around Daytona Beach. Other than that, we've got partly cloudy, and it's 84 in Orlando. Continuing our team coverage, we're watching as the National Hurricane Center says a tropical wave has formed. Several